Tonight, the Chicago Cubs are playing their last home game of the season. And perhaps more significantly, it is the last time players and fans will experience the 100-year-old stadium, Wrigley Field, in its current form. A $575 million renovation will usher Wrigley into the modern era. Mallory Black of member station WBEZ sent this postcard.
Cubs fan Chris Malice flew out from Los Angeles for these final games, including tonight's. She's decked out in blue, white, and red Cubs gear, and she's here to see Wrigley Field one last time before renovations begin.
I love that it's a ballpark that doesn't have a lot going on. It's classic. It makes me feel like I'm kind of going back in history. So between the brick wall and the ivy and the scoreboard and, you know, you have the organ playing.
The organ music Cubs fans hear throughout the game and is part of the experience. But that experience is about to change. Starting tomorrow, construction crews will begin renovating Wrigley Field. There will be more bleacher seats, a new clubhouse, 7 additional outfield signs, and a wider concourse.
We're going to be putting up a new LED board in left field, which is similar.
Julian Green is a spokesperson for the Cubs. That LED screen he talks about will be massive and the crown jewel of the renovation. Hopefully, it will generate more attendance and more advertising revenue.
This particular project, when it's said and done, is going to deliver millions of dollars in annual tax revenue to the city of Chicago and the state of Illinois.
But for those who are nervous about the looming change to the Wrigleyville experience, Green says some things won't change, like the manually operated scoreboard in center field.
The atmosphere won't change. This will be the same electric and magnetic festive ballpark that your grandfather came to. It will be the same ballpark that you will bring your grandchildren to.
Well, I hope there's no dancing hot dogs, and I hope they decide to keep the mounds where they are for a little while longer. And other than that, you know, give us the good stuff and don't give any good stuff to the visiting clubs because we don't want them to win.
As Cubs fan Chris Malice finishes her tour of the old Wrigley Field, she hopes to be back at the new Wrigley Field, maybe even to see a World Series. For NPR News, I'm Mallory Black in Chicago.